Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, we've come to the end of the first quarter here on markets for 2019. And so far, the SGX has been looking, well, a solid, maybe not spectacular, but solid. You have the Straits Times Index up roughly 4.8% if they manage to hold on to gains made this Friday morning. But it hasn't been a smooth first quarter. A lot of uncertainties, a lot of volatility visiting markets here and abroad. And to talk about what's happened over the last 3 months and what he's looking out for, we have Jeff Howie from the SGX today joining us. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, JP.
All right, Jeff. So again, as we mentioned, the Straits Times Index looks set to possibly close up by about 4.8%. I mean, it's not as great as what we've seen from some of these other major markets. But, you know, 4.8% is nothing to scoff at, of course. Can you give us your impressions of how the first quarter actually went for the SGX, especially given they have a decent chance of actually making it 3 straight months of closing in the green?
Sure. Well, what I'll do is boost that 4.8% slightly. up to 5.3%, because we've had a number of companies report their FY18 numbers, as well as distributing some dividends, in which Singapore generally does pull above its weight, as you know, across the region. And in particular, our three banks also average yields now around 4%. And then, of course, we have the REITs, which are averaging around 5.5% yield. So that's pretty important, and it is a little bit of a competitive edge for our market. In terms of the moves over the 3 months, the 5% doesn't really tell the whole story.
Right.
There's been a lot of big moves across the sectors. While the banks have been predominantly, I guess, more modest in their moves, you've seen the tech sector rebound quite strongly from their declines last year, particularly with the numbers that came through. They weren't as feared as expected. And then, of course, some of our big China-related plays have also seen some pretty significant move, and they are, of course, related to those big gains in the China market as well.
Now, there was a bit of a warning closeout last week, which fed into how markets traded this whole week. We talked about the yield curve in the U.S. starting to invert. That's when the three-month yields started to trade higher than the 10-year yields. Now, it sent a lot of investors across many major markets running for the hills and trying to rehedge their positions. It seems to be a big deal for U.S. markets, but should Singapore investors be worried about this? Is there blowback from this possible inverting yield curve?
Well, the inverting yield curve, I guess that if you call it inversion, I guess you'd refer to the Fed funds rate. The upper bound is around 2.5%. The 10-year yields are now around 2.4%. So a little bit of this inversion in that sense. However, that's predominantly on all the extraordinary low monetary policies across the world, and there's good reason for that. It's not so much because the U.S. is heading for a recession, but the big move in the U.S. Treasuries was on the outlook given by the Fed this month that globally it's looking a little bit precarious out there for a little bit more growth deceleration this year that we saw last year, albeit without this states seeing the deceleration. So the slowdown in growth has brought down the interest rate somewhat, and we've seen quite a good move or a impact, if you will, on our real estate sector here in Singapore. So much so that just in this last week of the quarter, when you look at the top 50 stocks by turnover, 21 of those stocks have actually represented the real estate sector. And those stocks are, they've made modest gains this week of around 1% going into today. That sector as a whole has pretty much averaged 14% gains for the quarter. Not as much as the tech sector, which has obviously had more of the rebound.
Slouches either.
They're no slouches. Like HyP International, AEM Holdings, UMS Holdings, and Venture Corp, those four companies have been mainstays in our top 50 stocks by turnover, and they've averaged between 40 and 50% gains this quarter.
So this is on the back of easing monetary policy, perhaps seeing a lower mortgage rate, encouraging property developers. But what do these lower monetary rates perhaps mean for the banks, especially since the big three here are among the most heavily traded stocks almost every single day, Jeff? And again, lower rates perhaps could also mean lower interest incomes for them as well. Can you give us your outlook on the banking sector given these developments in monetary policy?
Sure. Well, the banking sector is very important to Singapore. Obviously, it's a big part of our SDI. Our three banks are amongst the strongest in the stocks in terms of market value or market capitalization across the region. And look, in the year to date, while the return returns are, I guess, a little bit mixed in that going into today, we saw DBS Group Holdings was the strongest with 6% gains in the quarter. And then OCBC was the less performer, which was down 2%. But you got to remember, these stocks back in 2017 had a really big move. You know, DBS was up 48% in terms of total return. OCBC was up 44%. And again, a lesser of a move last year when we had the interest rate hikes per se and the outlook for the growth deceleration and, of course, the lower oil price. So last year, you saw DBS only gain around 1% and OCBC decline around 6%. But nevertheless, they've had really strong returns over the last 5 years.
Mm. And do you think this will actually continue or moving forward, given the macro environment that we've seen?
Well, the macro environment for us in particular, it's going to be driven by the US dollar, of course. If the US dollar appreciates, it makes it harder for Southeast Asia to basically gain with the remainder of the markets. But also China economy is so important as well. But like I said, we do have exposure to the China economy through many of our stocks. Yangtze Jiang Shipbuilding, for instance, the big China-based shipbuilder, that's been amongst our top 10 stocks by turnover this week. And going into this week, in the previous week, it was also the stock that was the recipient of the most institutional inflow of around $30 million the week before. And remember, just in the beginning of March, they did report their numbers. It was a more than 20% year-on-year increase in FY18 earnings. I think it was around 3.6 billion renminbi dollars. And they actually delivered 46 vessels last financial year in FY18 ending in December, which was up from 33 in FY17. Now, key thing is for investors is that this stock does trade considerably on, in terms of its range on an intraday basis. It can trade around the same variations as the price of oil. That is, between the high and the low of its share price every day, it can be trading around 2.5%. So it's providing quite a lot of intraday trading opportunities. Back in 2017, it was the STI's best performer. It was up something like 80%, 86%. Last year, it was down 10%. But that decline of 10% doesn't really tell the full story when this stock, as I said, is trading around 2 to 3% of its value every day, as well as accounting for pulling more than its weight in turnover and being one of our top 10 stocks by turnover this week.
And Jeff, talk to us about what you're looking forward to, given the fact that the first quarter is now done and dusted. What are you looking forward to over the course of next week and over the second quarter in terms of what the markets investors should probably be watching out for?
Well, for growth at home, we're obviously looking for more broader growth. We're looking for continued pickup in the growth in modern services, which is offsetting some of the moderation that we've seen in the outward-orientated tech businesses, as well as looking for recoveries in the construction sector. The lower interest rates are obviously good for the real estate segment, and they have been to date. But again, it all depends pretty much on how far growth does decelerate and how much progress is made with the trade talks that, you know, obviously this weekend we'll be watching as usual. It's looking like the talks will obviously morph into some type of discussion on technology IP, which will obviously be important for this key tech sector as well. And also, we've also got to keep an eye out for inflation. While officially, you know, we have muted inflation expectations, we've got to be looking next Friday night at that wage growth number as well to see if it comes in higher than the 3.4% that we saw last month.
Jeff Howie, market strategist from SGX, thank you so much for joining us. And again, here's to a solid first quarter for the markets and hopefully good times rolling in the next 3 months.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.